Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Braves lose today. And you're going, okay, well, what's the big deal? It's how they're losing. And today was unacceptable. When you blow a 6-run lead in the top of the ninth, there's just no excuse for that. And, you know, I heard Snicker's comments, or at least a couple of them, Mike. They're getting on a plane. They're going to the West Coast. Appreciate all the interaction, by the way, at Mike Bell ATL. Put them up. See Dukes. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station 929 The Game. Lots of interaction when it comes to this conversation. There's just so much to understand when you say, why are you guys so adamant today about this particular loss? This is the buildup that has happened with the way that this team has played. And to me, Mike said it before we started the show, because he was like, man, you think we hit our lowest point? And I was like, I don't know. I hope we have. We literally had this conversation. I said, I hope we have.
I thought the eighth and ninth inning last night, leaving all those guys on base, was a low point.
And I said, I hope we have. And then today happens. And so when you talk about a team that should be playing better overall than it is, I don't want to hear about talent, and we don't have this or that. Strider's back. Acuna's back. I don't want to hear any of this crap, okay? Mm-hmm. And injuries, all teams deal with injuries. We deal with them every year. You have to find a way, and I trust our general manager in that way, to supplement guys with these injuries that we've had to deal with. I don't think anybody's done that better over the last 6 years than Alex Anthopoulos. He lost Ronald Acuna, and we won a World Series. So all of this is just building, and they're not playing well, and we're kind of just, you know, average, below average. We can't get above 500, and it's just building. And then today when this happens at home, when you've got a chance to salvage a game, Mike, against a team that, you know, again, they may be in the mix when it's all said and done, but you had this game locked up, and we thought this might be the springboard, and instead, here we are.
I mean, I was literally tweeting, hey, maybe this is the springboard, and maybe, you know, maybe one of the moves will move Sean Murphy and get some assets, because Drake continues to rake. Drake Baldwin was having a big day. Michael Harris, you know, we were killing money. Harris said at the start of the show, can't call him, you know, money anymore. He's not clutch. He came up with a couple of big hits, and all that goes out the window as the bullpen blew it, implodes in the top of the ninth. They blow a 6-run lead. Iglesias comes in, pours gasoline on the fire, and great stat. Thanks to our buddy who sent this to us. Arizona Diamondbacks record when trailing in the ninth by 6 runs, according to Burn City Sports, 1-419. So, I mean, it just gives you some perspective on just how galactic this collapse was by the Braves in the ninth inning. And then, as we said, going on a West Coast swing, you know, where you got to think and you got to stew and chew on this for 5 hours on a plane to San Francisco. I mean, if this doesn't light a fire under these guys, nothing will. The perception, and we had some strong comments about the Patriots, I should say about the Braves, and a lot of guys were talking about it on the text line. Patriot Bill hits us up. I guess it means he's a New England fan.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm with you 100%. He goes, I moved here from Boston. I've never felt the fan base has that go for the jugular vibe. Great point, Bill. I've said it myself many years. Guys, you can be a fan any which way you can. Being a fan for me, and this way, and you can talk about your experience, Carl, as a child with your dad. My dad, you know, he said there's a time to bellyache and a time not to. When your team is terrible and, you know, they're a 60-win team, that's not time to bellyache. Changes are coming. Hopefully they get it right. But if they don't and you continue, then you get mad about the GM. But when you got the guys on base and you got the pieces in place, this is when you really, okay, all right, nut-cutting time, as you like to say. Then when you don't get the job done, that's when it's time to get upset. That's when it's time to express as a fan your displeasure. Not to sit there and go, gee whiz, Braves beat everybody, get them next year. And I just think there's too many Braves fans that have that mindset.
Yeah, I don't judge managers or coaches until their teams are good. Snit has a good team, and they're underperforming. And when we weren't any good, when we were losing 90 games a season, you guys remember? We lost 93 years in a row, building to the point where all of these guys were coming up and we were going to be something. Once we got good was the time to start saying, okay, can he manage? Which is why he stuck around, because he did a great job. Right now, I can't judge Snicker on what he did in 18 and 19.
Right.
Every year is different, guys, and if he's not getting these guys to respond, and these are the same guys that have been in the clubhouse with him, then something else is going on. So that is why the Snicker conversation looms. And here's the other thing. Let me ask you this, Atlanta, because, Mike, I hate that conversation because it's just it grinds my gears.
I know. It's counterintuitive to everything we expect from our audience.
Absolutely.
And what they'd expect from us.
Absolutely. Let me ask you guys this. In what other city, what other top 10 market, New York, L.A., Dallas, Houston, Chicago, Miami, Boston, Philly, where the baseball team has lost 11 of their last 14 games and nobody's talking about firing the manager. Please tell me. That is where we are. We've lost four straight and 11 of 14. Everywhere else around the country, they'd be going, man, somebody got to go.
Yeah.
And that's what we're saying. And you're like, yeah, but it won't happen. Why not? You have to demand things from our teams. And this is why when we talk about the Falcons or the Hawks, it doesn't matter. Atlanta United, who suck halfway through the season and all of a sudden it looks like they're getting things together. I'm not giving Garth Lagerwey any passes. Everybody, step up in this city. And if you're not giving the team the business, then you're not doing your job as a fan, because they owe us. You know why? We watch them. We spend money with them. We go to the games. We buy the merchandise. We support them through the ups and downs. This is our city. So when I hear that conversation and somebody says, why does it bug you? This is why it bugs me. Because nowhere else will we be talking about the baseball team losing 11 of their 14, and it's okay.
But that's, you know, we always get into it when you and I talk to people in Boston when you're on the national show. One of the things about Atlanta, like, we love our Falcons, you know, and they disappoint us. They kick us in the nuts almost every year, but we come back for more. Braves fans, it's a different mindset. You know, I don't want to alienate people and say that they're soft, but they're just, there's not that sense of urgency with their team because they don't lose sleep the way, look, I don't want to be like Philadelphia, where they're a bunch of mutants, you know, and people are just absolute animals, you know, but there's a sense of urgency in other cities. Once you've turned the corner that we just talked about, once you should be good, 21, you know, we talked about that year. Ever since, and we talked about Freddie, we talked, you know, things that drive me crazy, the Arcia thing. And Braves fans say, oh, what's he supposed to do, punch Bryce Harper? Yes! Yes! Start a fight with Bryce Harper. Somebody! Do something. Stand up for yourself as the season is going out the window. The 2023 season, one of the greatest seasons in Braves history, is going out the window, and everybody's just like, it was a private conversation. How about saying F Bryce Harper in the Phillies? Nobody in this organization says that. Just, gee whiz, I don't know. And now, last year, the team is kind of a foreshadowing of this year. Wasn't a good team last year.
No, it wasn't.
Barely made the wild card, and now the wheels have come off.
Let's grab.
And if the fan base doesn't get energized, it to be upset and demand change
then
by that.
Nothing happens. Right. Then nothing happens. They could lose this series against the Giants on the road, and you're like, no. We're good.
Right. And it's like, you know, you said Georgia fans. I think Georgia fans have snapped out of that.
Because, oh, they have.
Because remember, guys, I was saying Mark's going to get fired after the 13th season. You're like, well, you know, then you get that old argument. Well, you weren't here for Ray Goff or, you know, Jim Donnan. I mean, come on, guys. And now Kirby shows you where Georgia should always be living. Just like Spurrier showed Florida fans where they should always be living. And then Urban Meyer did more of it.
No doubt. Let's grab Mike. Mike in Douglasville. Thank you for holding on, Mike. Welcome in. What do you think?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, so where the guys were at, I was just at work. The guys were joking when the Braves were up 6-0. I was like, the Braves are going to need to score 10 runs, and they'll still find a way to lose by one.
Oh, God.
Lo and behold.
It happened.
Anyways, guys, we just went through this with the Falcons. I hate comparing the two sports, but the pistol formation, Kirk in Pittsburgh. Braves start off 0-7. We finally gain some traction. We get back to a respectable level. And then it just falls apart. And that's what we're going through with the Braves right now. I don't see no end in sight. Like, who's to say the Braves, hey, we're just going to snap out of it. And all of a sudden, we're going to hit a bunch of – if it would have been happened by now.
Yeah.
And I think that's a mentality. Right. Hey, we're the Braves, we're just not hitting right now. Maybe we'll get around – win. We're already almost 12 games back behind the division leader. I'm not even thinking playoffs right now.
You can't.
I'm just thinking of trying to get a win a series, and see some of these bets come alive. And, well, they did today. Lucky stop. I don't know. Right. I give up.
No, you're right. You're right.
Man. But again, 11.5 out. Mets playing the Dodgers tonight. But 2-8, Carl, in their last 10. And then this was, again, we said this back when they were having that losing streak. It's not the hitting, it's the pitching. Today, you know, last night they couldn't. A great pitcher from Chris Sale couldn't hit. Today they knocked the cover off the ball and the bullpen implodes.
He's right. You keep saying it's going to happen. It's going to snap. They're going to snap out of it. It's going to happen. When?
We can't even. You and I were joking around about this yesterday. For guys who missed the show, thanks to everyone who came out to Buffalo's up and coming. We can't even think off the top of our head who the All Star would be for this Braves team hosting the All Star game.
No, I said to you know? Name them.
Ozuna maybe.
Maybe. 404-726-0929. Is Cordell there? Is he still there? Let's talk to Cordell. Cordell, thanks for listening, man. What are your thoughts on the Braves?
Man. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Uncle Mike, Uncle Carl, I'm going to keep it 100 all the way. I don't even think the spirit of Hank Aaron can save these dudes. Like, it's ridiculous at this point to blow a 6-run lead while you already have an out down in the ninth inning is inexcusable. I don't care who you are. And me personally, I'm on board with Uncle Carl here. Mm-hmm. I think after today, Snit needs to go because that's just inexcusable. And when it comes to the general manager, the GMs and stuff in the front office making moves, I'm kind of the same way with the Hawks when it comes to the Braves. Like, we not spending the money that we need to spend in the right places in order to make this team what it needs to be and be a consistent contender year in, year out, day in, day out. Like, I'm sick of the mediocrity, bro.
Right. Like, no, man, like you said, it's just, I said with...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Carl, and I've said it a few days ago, I'd fire Snicker, but I just, and again, I hope I do, Carl, as I say a lot, I hope I'm wrong about it. I've just seen how this company, this franchise operates. But he's, you hear the frustration in our callers' voices today. I just feel like this team is listless, like a ship at sea with no power, man, no engine.
Yeah, and today, by the way, when they lost, I mean, you could just, the looks on their faces, and they're walking off the field, you're like, oh, my goodness.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.